Welcome to the Property Nomads podcast and 7 ways to be happier and to de-stress. Now, before you take a seat back and sigh and go, oh no, not this wishy-washy stuff. These 7 things are really, really useful. They certainly helped myself over the last 18 months, 24 months. And these are just very, very good tips. Some of it you'll probably already know, most of it you probably won't already know. But these are things that, with real estate, with property, with, everything that's going on in the world at the moment, it can be quite a stressful time. Maybe you've looking to get into property and you recently lost your job, or you don't have a job, or you've been furloughed, all of the above. Life might be quite stressful for you. Well, take a breath, close your eyes, listen to this podcast. These tips will help you in one way, shape, or form. Well, what is happiness? Mahatma Gandhi quoted it as, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. That's a great quote. And basically means if you are completely aligned and you're doing what you say, saying what you do, and you're thinking about that as well, all in the same way, then you've got congruency, which should lead to happiness. Good quote. These are in no particular order, as normal, but we'll start at the top as we do. Number one, stop paying attention to mass media and negative people. This is crucial. We all get sucked in by watching too much news, or most of us get sucked in by watching too much news. And the media's always got their way of spinning it to make things sound doom and gloom, and this is happening, that's happening, oh my god, the world's going to collapse, and blah 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 blah. Of course, if we take the time to sit down and watch this drivel, we will start to believe it will start to occur in our mind, subconsciously. It will all start to, I can't think of the word, but it just start to it will embed itself in our mind. And that's the same with anything. People wonder how North Korea can operate, how it does. People wonder how, for example, the Nazis, there's a lot of brainwashing there because the propaganda's sky high. Okay, I wasn't around in the 1930s, but you see the photos, you see some of the videos. It's propaganda, 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 propaganda. And over time, that will soak into your system, and you will start believing that. So stop paying attention to the mass media. Stop paying attention to negative people. You need to surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people that are thinking the same way as you. Don't take everything at face value either. Really, don't pay too much attention to mass media and negative people. People are making things out to be a lot worse than they actually are. And they're putting their own spin on things as well. It's your job to sort the, I think the phrase is sort the wheat from the chaff, or cut the wheat from the chaff, something along those lines. Number two, stop overthinking and overanalyzing too much. Now, I hold my hands up to this. This is something that I found difficult to do, because I'm always thinking a hell of a lot about things, always overanalyzing. Plan A, plan B, all the way down to plan Z. That can be useful in some circumstances, but overall, most of the time, it's not useful. You can get yourself in knots, and your stress level can just go up, because you then start worrying. It's like, oh, well, if this doesn't work, then is that going to work? Oh, but if that doesn't work, then does option J work? But if that doesn't... you can understand the spiral just from listening to what I've just said. If you're going to overcome overthinking and you're going to overcome overanalyzing, try and give yourself a time limit for making a decision. So if you struggle with decision making and you've got a relatively simple decision to make, give yourself 30 seconds or a minute. If you haven't made a decision by then, don't think about it anymore. Crack on. If you've got bigger decisions that you need to make, maybe not give yourself 30 seconds, maybe give yourself a day to take the time to really think about it. Try not to tie yourself up in knots unnecessarily. You can always leave a note around your house as well. One of my favorites is simplicity in life is a real freedom. In order to make your life, in order to become free or freer, keep things as simple as possible. Don't overcomplicate things unnecessarily. Number three, think about the now. Don't think about the past or think too much about the future. This goes hand in hand with number two. And again, I hold my hands up because this is something I have done too much in the past, and it's something that I shouldn't do too much of. And the reason I'm looking at the future is I look at it and go, well, do I move country? Am I going to move country? Am I going to move to Mexico? What traveling is coming up? What's going on here? What's going on there? Oh, you know, we're looking to go to the World Cup in Qatar in 2022. How do we get there? What's the budget? And then I lose sight of what's actually happening on the day, what's happening today. You know, for example, recording this episode, you find yourself not being in the moment. And if you forget about the now, you can almost become passive. And that's not a great thing to do, because it doesn't feel like you're living, because you're becoming stressed, because you're thinking about things that are going to happen in the future, that might happen in the future, that might not happen in the future, who knows, because hey, it's the future. And then you also look at things in the past and go, well, I've done this wrong, I've done that wrong, blah, 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 blah. The only advantage of looking in the past is if you've made a mistake, recognize that you've made a mistake, and then not repeat the mistake. So there are times where it's useful to dip in and out, but don't spend too much time in it. Focus on the now. What is happening now? Are you listening to this when you are driving? Are you listening to this in the garden? You know, are you listening to this in the gym? Focus on the now. Focus on what you are doing now. Do not think too much into the future. Do not think too much about the past either. Number four, stop waiting for happiness to come to you. Stop waiting for other people to make you happy. It all starts with yourself. And, well, that's as simple as it comes. It is true. If we sit around expecting other things to come to us, then they'll probably never happen. We have to go out and forge our own luck. We have to forge our own path. We have to forge our own way. Waiting around can lead to a lot of frustration as well. So if you are sat down thinking, oh, I want this person to make me happy, well, that's a bit difficult, because what makes you happy in the first place? If you don't know the answer to that, then you've got an issue. Then you need to figure out actually what makes you happy. Is it going for a walk? Is it writing in the journal? Is it playing a computer game? Is it going for, you know, coffee? Now we can, we've had our freedom back. We can actually go for coffee if we want. You know, or is it all of the above? Figure out what makes you happy and follow yourself on that path. Make yourself happy. Don't wait for someone else to make you happy, because chances are that won't happen. Number five, stop comparing yourself to others. This is, we've said this before on the show multiple times. Comparing yourself to others is incredibly dangerous. The reason for that is it's very easy to look at what someone else is doing and then realize, oh, ooh, yeah, I haven't done that. And then as a result of that, you might beat yourself up, not literally, and go, oh, why haven't I done this? Why haven't I done that? And that person's doing this and that person's doing that, and I'm a loser, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Not a healthy thing to do. And as this was on an episode quite recently, if you want to compare yourself to other people, fine. But no one in the history of this world, within reason, is ever going to be as good as Alexander the Great. Now go back and check that episode out as to why that is the case. In a nutshell, one of the biggest empires in the world, absolutely whooped ass, all of that by the age of about 32. So happy days. Go and check out Alexander the Great, or just, you know, Wikipedia him, whatever you need to do, because once you read what he achieved in his lifetime, you will then go, ah, okay, yeah, I'm never going to get to that level. It is what it is. So, yeah, go check out Alexander the Great. But don't consistently compare yourself to other people as well. It can be quite dangerous, can lead you down a rabbit hole. No bueno. Number six, take more time to do the things that you like to do. This goes hand in hand with number four. Do what you enjoy doing. Make a note of what you enjoy doing and then go and do it. If doing a particular aspect of your job, you don't like doing it, delegate it, hand it out to someone else if you can. If there's things in your own business that you don't like doing, hand it off to someone else. It's as simple as that, really. If you enjoy going for a walk, well, get up and go for a walk. If you enjoy singing in the rain, wait for it to rain and then go and sing in the rain or sing in the shower, whatever works for you. These little baby steps will help you. And number seven, don't suppress your feelings. That can be quite difficult. That is certainly been incredibly challenging for myself. Think whether it's the autism or not, trying to associate myself with feelings has always been a challenge over my lifetime, and it will probably be for the rest of my lifetime. I've noticed that the way for me to get feelings out in a constructive method is actually by writing, by journaling. So I have a gratitude journal at the start of each day, and then have a what I still call a financial freedom journal. I write in that at the end of the day, what's gone on, how's the day been, could I have done something better, etc, etc, etc. Now, for some of you listening to this, you might just be having a good cry, it might be, just letting it out, however you want to do that. But don't suppress your feelings. That can be dangerous because that can build up. And if that builds up, that can cause you a lot of unnecessary stress and discomfort. You have to get this out of your system. You have to get it out of your body and do whatever works for you. So for myself, it's a journal. For yourself, it might be, effing and blinding, if I do that as well. Might be having 5 minutes of swearing, whatever. If you've got a punch bag, taking it out on the punch bag, whatever it might be, don't suppress your feelings. It's dangerous. And you might not think it, but it will bottle up inside you. If and when it explodes, that can have quite serious consequences. So in summary, these seven things, seven ways to become happy and to de-stress, they've all got their own challenges, and they will all help to make you a better person, to make you more relaxed, and to de-stress you. Now, you don't have to necessarily do all seven of these things at once. Maybe take one thing and work on that, and then work on the next and the next and the next and the next. Because life can be stressful. It can be. A lot of shit can go on. Things can happen that you don't expect to happen. Take it in your stride. But by working on yourself, you will find that you will subconsciously help others by helping yourself, and also with your own business or setting up your business, whatever it may be, it will help your business to move in the right direction as well. So just go over these seven things again, seven ways to become happier and to de-stress. Number one, stop paying attention to mass media and negative people. Number two, stop overthinking and overanalyzing too much. Number three, think about the now. Don't think about the past too much. Don't think about the future too much either. Number four, stop waiting for happiness to come to you. Create your own path, create your own happiness. Number five, stop comparing yourself to others. Again, go and check out Alexander the Great. You will never compare, no one will ever do better than him, I think, in his lifetime. So he is the holy grail of success. Number six, take more time to do the things that you like to do. Work out what it is you like to do and then go and do it. And number seven, don't suppress your feelings. So find something that will help you to not have things bottled up. So for myself, it's writing a journal. For you, it might be going for a walk, effing and blinding for about 5 minutes. Maybe you've got a little de-stress toy, or you've got a punching bag down the gym or whatever it might be, go and take it out on that thing and de-stress yourself that way. No one's perfect. We've all got challenges. It's an episode of almost therapy for myself as well. with loads of things that have been going on, and you know, we're here to help. Hopefully you find this useful. If you're stressed in life, check out some Stoicism as well. Go and read some Stoicist books. Would recommend Marcus Aurelius to start off with. The shit can hit the fan sometimes. Don't worry about it. Relax. At the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. With whatever happens in life, it's not the end of the world. As long as you've got your health and you're happy, they're key things. But till next time, I'll feel the same.